The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk. Sport on The Pat Kenny Show
with Visit Pennsylvania. Sport, music, and food is just a flight away. Go to visitpa.com.
Now, it was a weekend of huge sporting success for Ireland as cyclist Ben Healy took home a bronze medal in the men's road race at the World Championships. Ireland secured another World Championship win with the Dublin Gold Joy in rowing with Fiona Murta in the women's singles and Fintan McCarthy and Mags Cremin. Meanwhile, in the Premier League, Ruben Amorim's future is in the hands of the directors, I suppose, after Man United's shocking loss against Brentford. However, the main story from the weekend is Europe's win in the Ryder Cup. It was an afternoon to remember for Offaly man Shane Lowry, as his final putt meant that at least Europe would retain the Ryder Cup. Now, they went on to win it, of course, but despite the win and a frenzy of celebration, the competition was laced with a backdrop of abuse from US fans, many golfers and their wives, including Rory McIlroy, who called it unacceptable. Now, here is some of what Rory had to say.
Golf should be held to a higher standard than what was, you know, than what was seen out there this week. Golf has the ability to unite people. Golf teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. You know, sometimes this week we didn't see that. So, but, you know, we will be making sure to say to our fans in Ireland in 2027 that what happened here this week is not acceptable. And it's, you know, come and support your home team. You know, come and support your team. You know, I think if I was an American, I would be annoyed that people, I didn't hear a lot of shouts for Scotty today, but I heard a lot of shouts against me. And it's like, support your players. You know, that's the thing. Look, it was a rough week for all of us. But at the same time, you know, we shut them up by our performance and how we played. And we tried to, you know, I chirped back a few times because it got to me a few times, but we tried to handle everything that came our way, with class and poise, and for the most part, I felt like we did that.
And that was Rory McIlroy. But it wasn't just the golfers themselves who faced abuse, as Erica, Rory's wife, was the target of many supporters. And at one point, she was actually hit by a thrown drink. Rory McIlroy and his teammates weren't afraid to support Erica during the press conference after the event.
Erica's fine. She is a very, very strong woman. She handled everything this week with class and poise and dignity like she always has. And I love her, and we're going to have a good time celebrating tonight.
I actually had no idea that Erica had a beer thrown at her yesterday. So fair play to Erica. She didn't bring that to the team room. We didn't make that a big deal. That's news to me, that says a lot about the strength of Erica and everybody in this team today.
I was out there for 2 days with Erica McIlroy, and the amount of abuse that she received was astonishing. And the way she was out there supporting her husband and supporting her team was unbelievable, and kudos to her for that.
Go on, Erica.
So Colm Bowie from Off the Ball has just joined me. Colm, it was absolutely disgraceful the way the New York crowd behaved.
It was unbelievable, Pat. Good morning. That audio, I'll never get tired of listening to, because Justin Rose is who you heard the middle voice there, that English accent. That was in the victorious press conference for Europe, and he chimed in, and he was sitting quite far away from Rory McIlroy and really said it very authentically. I didn't realise that happened, and that's when Shane Lowry uses the word astonishing. This really peaked on Saturday night Irish time when Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry were in the four balls together. And it was a torrent of abuse. Justin Thompson, who was one of the players they were playing against, in fairness, did his best to try and control the US crowd. Because it was, I mean, partisan would be being kind to them, Pat, reading what they were saying. And at one time, you know, at one point, and people have probably seen this because it went viral, is that Rory turns around to the crowd and says, shut the F up, because it's continuing to such an extent. You know, at another point, Shane Lowry asks someone to be removed because of this. It is a torrent of abuse. And all the reporting from Irish journalists who are on the ground over there says they've never seen the likes of it. And these would be people who are not prone to hyperbole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And on Saturday, when Shane Lowry and Rory were together, and after that match, which they won, Rory was very complimentary of Shane for holding the two of them together throughout the round.
Definitely, because they also did the four ball together on Friday. And Rory, I think, was the better player then, and Shane Lowry didn't play too well by his standards. And it was not so much the opposite Saturday, but Lowry really came to the fore when Rory McIlroy needed him most. And look, in the singles yesterday, you know, it was Shane Lowry's putt that ensured that Europe retained the Ryder Cup. Mm. And then it was Tyrrell Hatton's match with Conor Morikawa that ensured Europe actually won it outright.
And, but and they won moment, it by more than they expected because they got a full point in
there. Yes, exactly. So 15-13 was the final score, but oh my God, Pat, it was looking dodgy at a point yesterday.
Yeah, but at the same time, when you look at the final scores, you had so many matches which were tied, which was a half point each.
Yeah.
I mean, Europe only won one of the singles.
Exactly.
And what, did America won, what, three or four?
America won one, two, three, I'm having it here in front of me, one, two, three, four, five, six. America won six, so there was five
but
ties.
Again, one a European shot in it here and there, and that's all.
It was, no, and you're right, and in reflection, definitely. But at the time when you're watching it live, like, I think the turning point for me when I got really quite nervous was when Justin Rose missed his putt and Cameron Young sunk his. And that was the first match. But I got a bit nervous then because of the others.
Yeah, but when you looked at all those putts that just leapt out for Europe, had they gone in, it was a complete avalanche the other way, wasn't it?
Totally, but at the same time, America had a lot of near misses too. Yeah. Like, look, at one point last night, Pat, I thought I'd be getting to about a half eight, put it that way, because Matt Fitzpatrick was five up through seven against Bryson DeChambeau. Five up through seven. And that match ended up being a tie. And I think if there was one hole more, that Bryson DeChambeau probably would have got over the line there. So it was really, really close in the end, which is incredible because Saturday night was historic in the lead that Europe had heading into Sunday. It was 11.5 to 4.5. That had never happened before. That lead, to the extent of which that it was so apparent. And then the start of Sunday's singles, it looked like that was going to continue. And then the red wave occurred.
And then at the end, when America had lost, they weren't going to retain it after Shane knocked in his putt, 6 foot or whatever, the crowd started to leave.
Yeah, in their droves. Yeah,
in their
droves. Go back to Manhattan or whatever else they are, you know, because it's an hour train, I think. And yeah, I expected that fully. I mean, there was this amazing scene of Shane Lowry celebrating his push to retain the Ryder Cup for Europe.
No better man for celebration.
It's incredible. And it's so natural the way he did it. He was just jumping around and there was nothing for the cameras in the sense that how do I make myself look as good as possible in celebrating. But in the background, you could see all the American fans watching the two other matches that were still happening and leaving in their droves. So it's not like a major. It's not like every single person is congregated in this one green. People were still going about their business and it was just this mini area of jubilation that was seen around the world. And Shane Lowry's, one of the first things that Shane Lowry said when he was put the microphone in front of him, he just let out an involuntary noise, Pat. It was just, ah. And the ah was expressing the fact that he couldn't put into words what I'd just heard. It was amazing.
Absolutely. A very memorable Ryder Cup. Of course, it'll be here next time out and then back to America again. Will they have learned to behave?
I don't know, because Shane, that's what Lowry was asked. Are you looking forward to a Derry Manor? And he said, well, it would be nicer than it was playing here. And he left. Mm. And obviously that was what, in relation to what the fans were saying. And you played the press conference clip too. And there's so much gold in that. It's a half an hour in full. But it's funny, Pat. Rory McIlroy is asked about half the questions. Luke Donald, maybe about 40% of the rest. And then there's a little bit for Shane Lowry and a little bit for Tommy Fleetwood. But most of the European team are just sitting there watching it like the rest of us.
What is it about McIlroy that brings this abuse? I mean, he's what, number two in the world at the moment?
Number two, I mean, and he completed...
And it was number one versus number two in the
singles. Yeah, it's never happened
yesterday.
Before, actually. Yeah, and he completed the career slam earlier this year with the Masters. I guess because he's a target. It's a compliment to him because he's, one of the best players of all time. So they go for him. And I guess they sense that there's a vulnerability there that you can get to McIlroy. But he used it in his favour for the most part. And so did Europe. And that's why they won.
All right, moving on. There was lots of other sport. I mean, England won comfortably in the Women's World Cup. And then we had some drama in the Premier League. Makes it a little more interesting now.
It does, yeah, because this time last week, Liverpool were 5 points ahead already. I'm not sure what's going to happen here, but they went to Selhurst Park, Liverpool, on Saturday, and they lost 2-1 to Crystal Palace. A lot of late goals was the theme of this weekend's Premier League, Pat. So Palace won 2-1. The former Arsenal striker, Eddie Nketiah, with a 97th minute winner. Meanwhile, Arsenal yesterday went to St James's Park, right when the Ryder Cup was looking like it was handy, or it was actually just before the Ryder Cup started this game. And then Gabriel got the winner in the 96th minute for Arsenal, and you were able to switch over then to the Ryder Cup thinking, geez, actually the Premier League title race is on. So it was a good result in the end for Arsenal to go to St James's and win 2-1.
Manchester United.
3-1 defeat. In fairness, Keith Andrews is Brentford, yeah, so we should be happy for our own there, but it was an appalling
show. Even Kelleher, great save.
He was probably at fault for the Benjamin Sesko goal, but a great save from the penalty. Bruno Fernandes had to wait 4 minutes to take that penalty because of VAR. Nathan Collins could have been sent off as well in the concession of that penalty. But United, Pat, I mean, look, what more do you want to say about him? He's won, 33 points from a possible 99, Ruben Amorim, since he's taken over. It's just simply not working, isn't it?
Not working, and he is still as stubborn as ever. His system.
Yeah.
How long does it take to dawn on him that his system is not working in the Premier League?
I don't know if it's an act of self-preservation at this point that he knows he's going to go and he has to take this system elsewhere. Look, they're at home to Sunderland next, and then they're away to Liverpool after the international break. And I would say both matches are equally unpredictable in the outcome, at home to Sunderland and away to Liverpool. Because you don't know what this Ruben Amorim side is going to do. They beat Chelsea last week, then they go to Brentford, who have the worst record in the Premier League when taking a lead. And United have scored in injury time in the last two seasons at Brentford. But you never really felt that they were going to do it this time.
All right, and we had good results in rowing, where I mentioned we got two gold and two bronze. We got Ben Healy in the cycling, a bronze.
Yeah.
And the Paralympians did well also.
Yeah, so Ben Healy won bronze in the men's road race at the World Championships in Rwanda. That was Ireland's first podium finish, actually, in that event, in Sean Kelly in 1989. Like you said, Greta Stream-Aketa and Orla Comerford for Team Ireland, they claimed two goals on a memorable day at the World Para-Athletics. And like you said, the rowing was amazing, actually, the rowing. Fiona Murtha and Fintan McCarthy and Mags Greenman as well.
What a weekend.
Unbelievable, Pat.
Colin Buhig, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.